This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. This week you're doing a kind of fancy Halloween scone.
Uh-huh. Yes, a pumpkin and cheese scone, John. And then, you know, rolling, putting butter on it, a wee bit of candied onion and chives, sour cream, and then some, you know, wee bit of crispy salami on top, or you could do bacon. It's just, I happen to have some salami in the fridge, so...
So you're doing the candied onion and the crispy salami inside this, like baked into
it's
it?
It's on top of it.
Oh, right,
it's,
okay.
No, it's on top of it. So just the scone first. Now, the only thing with this, you know the pumpkins that you get in the shops, the supermarkets, the big ones? They are not culinary pumpkins.
Oh, I saw this in the recipe. It said culinary pumpkin. So what's a culinary pumpkin then?
So a culinary pumpkin is like a pumpkin, like a, you know, like a crown prince. You know those big, heavy pumpkins? That are just full of flesh, you know, and there's no cavity. You know, there's seeds in them, but you know the way you buy those big pumpkins and you cut into them and you're immediately into a hole.
There's a big hole.
You know,
yeah,
yeah. So with these ones, these are solid, and then and for that reason, they taste great. They're full of sugar, and they're you know you can roast them. You nearly use them as a vegetable. You know, cut them into wedges, take the seeds out. Drizzle them with a bit of oil and just fire those wedges into the oven, and you could have that just as a, you know, with your roast chicken. You know, you could dicky them up a bit with you know, some dressing or something like that, but essentially they are beautiful. You know, it's nearly like a really sweet turnip, you know, so
yeah,
it's
And are we growing them, are we growing them here?
Yeah, the ones that I'm using here now are from Ballymena, but actually I was driving through Achadui the other day, and I saw a sign saying pumpkins available here, you know, on a sign. So check that out. That used to, you know, it used to be potatoes, now it's pumpkins, you know. So you can get them in the greengrocers, you know, as well, John. There's a lot of people growing them now. And they're nearly an all year round thing. They're a lovely autumnal vegetable. You know, you'll get them in restaurants. They'll do like a pumpkin puree and that kind of thing. So it's a lovely taste. But what I'm saying is the pumpkins that you get that you carve are bred for carving, and they're not bred for eating. They taste oily. If over the years, you know, I've tried to do things with them. If you're carving, you think, oh, I don't want any waste. But honestly, compost bin afterwards.
Right.
Definitely.
So keep the ordinary ones for the carving, but for the eating, go for a culinary pumpkin.
Aye, so pumpkin soup's the big thing, isn't it? So, you know, if you're making a soup, you know, cut them into wedges, do the oil, bake them in their skin until they're soft. And then what I did was just scoop out the flesh and then blended that with milk. So it's just looks like this lovely golden sauce. So that's your sort of your liquid for your scone. And then the flour, but if you rub in cold butter, not an awful lot of butter, but rub in cold butter into flour, you know, until it's like breadcrumbs. And then in here we've got 3 teaspoonfuls of baking powder, which seems like a lot, but you're going to get a lovely big fluffy scone. I put in mustard powder, which always mustard powder floating around the place, John. I like a wee bit of English mustard powder just for I don't even know, just whiz a bit into gravy or something like that. But that's the wee bit of mustard powder, and that'll work with the sweetness, you know, of the pumpkin. Gives it a wee bit of heat. And then grate it cheddar. The sharper, the better.
Lovely.
And mix it all up together.
So that's salt, bacon powder, mustard powder, and then a wee bit of grated cheese.
Wee bit of cheese.
Into your mixture.
Yeah.
The dry mixture.
And then, just mix it all together. Turn that out onto a lightly floured board, and then just really pat that down. You know, knead it up and then pat it down. And you're cutting it out about 2 centimetres thick onto a lightly oiled tray. And don't put parchment paper on it. I used to put parchment paper when I was making scones.
On top of it?
No, just line your tray with parchment paper. Don't bother. Just butter it, you know, lightly butter it. Because you want to get a nice bit of crispy. You want a crispy bottom, don't you? You don't want a sort of steamy one, you know. Never put flour on it. You know the way you see people dusting them with flour? I think... And then when you go to eat them, you get that kind of flour,
burnt flour thing
at the bottom, don't you? So, and then an egg yolk over the top, brush it over the top into an oven. They'll take a good hot oven. What I do then, John, just before, is make them up in the tray and then stick them in the oven for a bit, or not the oven, the fridge for about an hour.
The fridge?
Just to let them cool down and relax and everything. And then what you do then is get your oven up good and high and put them in there, and it kind of, you know, they go up very quickly, you
Shocks
know,
them.
That way. Yeah, so it's not, so you get a nice, you know, you sort of see them go up, but it's that whole shock thing, isn't it? You know, get them in good and get them chilled, and then get the oven on, and then they'll go up in the air rather than...
So good hot, you know, like 200 for your oven or that
200,
kind of,
right. Nice and hot. And take about 20 minutes until the bottom sounds... hollow when you tap them, mm-hmm. and then just cool them slightly in a wire rack. You would cool them, most of them, in the wire rack, and then you'd always take one and split it open and have butter on it.
You have to try one just to make sure.
Exactly.
So that's your scones. That's your pumpkin and cheese scone. Then you have the sour cream, the candied onion and chive sour cream, and the crispy salami.
That's right. So just get your onions sliced as finely as you can. And then just cook them in a wee bit of oil, put a bit of salt and pepper, and put a lid on and cook them down gently for about 15 minutes. Give them an odd wee stir. We don't want any colour. And then take the lid off, ramp up your heat a wee bit there, and add a couple of teaspoonfuls of sugar. And then, you know, cook them, sort of stirring them, and you'll see them caramelising.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go lovely and golden. And then throw in a couple of tablespoonfuls of balsamic. And just cook that down until it's really, it's that lovely sort of jammy consistency.
Yeah.
And then just let that cool down, and then cool down completely, John. And then just fold in your sour cream and a load of chives. You didn't want to do sour cream. You could do cream cheese. If you had cream cheese, would work well with this as well.
So you have the nice cool sour cream and chives, and then this caramelised onion, sort of nice dark coloured caramelised onion in the middle of it.
And it's just
I'm feeling that.
And
you've
got that nice sort of, you know, the way your scone has got that lovely sort of, there is a wee bit of a sweetness to the scone despite the cheese and the mustard. And that just that lovely savouriness from the onion really cuts through that. And then you don't have to do this last bit, but I just like a wee bit of crispy salami, you know, so if you get. I actually was using a wee bit of copper, which is just the middle cut of cured pork sliced, and I had some in the fridge. But you could use anything you want, any kind of salami, and just cut it up into, you know, nice shreds. Heat up some oil in a pan until it's hot, and then fire in your salami, and it'll frizzle up really quickly. And then all you do to assemble this, then split your scone, nice dollop of your candied onion and chive sour cream, and then just sprinkle some of that salami. If you don't want to do salami, you could do bacon, you know, as well.
Nice
work.
Crispy bacon.
Or chorizo. You know, crispy chorizo would work well with this. Anything
and I have to say, and you're going to kill me, but you know what's really good for crispy bacon? It's got its limitations. And there's things it can't do, but there's one thing it definitely, definitely can do. My wee air fryer, I've said it now, crispy bacon.
Every
time the bacon is lovely and crispy and no fat, and you don't have to look at it. You can stick it on for 8 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it is.
I must do something. Spend £200 on a bacon fryer when I've got a pan.
Thirty-five quid.
Is that much there?
A wee small one, yeah, wee tiny one.
And even if
I've started you now.
I know, even if I, say, had a full frontal lobotomy and wanted to go out and buy one, I still wouldn't really want, I wouldn't have room for it. You know what I'm like for gadgets?
But what's the difference?
I'm looking around me.
I was thinking this during the week. What's the difference? People turn up their noses at air fryers. What's the difference between that and a slow cooker? It's the same idea. You buck it all in and you leave it on for a certain amount of time. And when you open the lid, it's done. And that's kind of dead handy. For certain things, there'll be certain things won't work in it. But for your slow cooker, same kind of idea, and your air fryer, put in your bacon, right, and it turns out lovely and crispy.
In a pan. I have a nice cast iron pot that I put into a low oven, and it just does the same job.
How much did that cost you? Bet you it didn't cost you 35 quid.
Didn't cost me anything. It was a gift, John. A gift. No, I understand. Look, I know we're
Just never going to resolve this. This is just never. No. We're never going to make this one.
That is the beauty of life, isn't it? That we can come together on other things, and we just have to accept these things. I think that's just have to accept that I will never be.
I'll tell you better than that. I have two of them now. That's a whole other story. I have two small air fryers in the house. And you're coming to our house for Christmas?
I am.
The show before Christmas.
Day, you go. No,
you can do a you could do a wee air fryer special then in our house 2 days before Christmas.
I will do an
a whole Christmas
special.
Dinner in an air fryer.
Me bringing a hammer up to your house, or some petrol and set it on fire in your back garden. Wee air fryer special.
So that's a pumpkin cheese scone for Halloween. Pumpkin cheese scone, culinary pumpkins only, candied onion and chive sour cream, and wee bit of crispy salami then in there as well. That sounds absolutely gorgeous, Paula. Thanks a million, and happy Halloween.
You too, John. Thanks a million.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.